Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the Power of Christ Daily, the 13th of December 2015, titled Familiar Spirits. Familiar Spirits. Brothers and sisters, before we start, we look at again, we fear nothing. We do not fear anything. Fear is an evil spirit. We will not allow it to touch us. We will not fear anything, but we will have fear of God. Fear of God is awe and reverence for Him and His Word. We will believe in Jesus Christ. We humble ourselves to the word of Jesus Christ and grace will come. We humble ourselves. We will not be proud. Because God will oppose us. We don't want that. We will humble ourselves to the word of God first. And if we think we know something, we do not know anything as we ought to know as yet. We remind ourselves that. And we remind ourselves that if we think we are something, when we are nothing, we deceive ourselves. But in Christ, we can do all things through Christ Jesus. And we remember the sacrifice. But He is not on the cross anymore. He is sitting on the right hand side of Father God. And we are inside Him and He is in us. And He is the husband of our soul, the bridegroom. And the bride is the church, and we are part of the church, and we are waiting for Him to come and settle us and take us home. And while we are here, we will live in peace, righteousness, peace and joy. There can be pressed all around, but we will not be crushed, struck down. We cannot be destroyed. We cannot be destroyed. We remember this. Therefore, we are not going to fear, because He absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we say this. We remember this. No fear. Now, fear of anything. Sometimes the fear, we do not think is fear, but actually we do things because we actually deep down there is some fear. Now, for instance, familiar spirits. Let me go through the scriptures first, and then we will deal with it. First, from Ephesians 6:12, Amplified. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending with physical opponents. No, we are not contending with physical opponents. We are not contending with human beings. We love our enemies even. We must love our enemies. And we force our heart and mind to love our enemies. To be sons of the Most High God, we command my heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ to love even my enemies. Whoever say bad things against us, whatever, we forgive them. We forgive them and we love them for our own sake. Not for the person who is irritating us. For our own sake. 2. But against rulers, against powers, against the world forces of this present darkness. These rulers and powers and world forces, here, God is talking about spiritual forces, spiritual rulers. The ruler of the world is, the God of the world is Satan. Ruler of the world is Satan, against the powers, spiritual powers, dark forces, forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. The demonic forces which is already stealing souls, with killing people off, demonic forces taking things to hell. Brothers and sisters, we too, our eyes are open. Now we look at the spiritual world, now that we keep looking, go also look at the unseen, because the seen are made from things unseen. So God is talking about spiritual issues always. Why? We came from the spirit. I'm a spirit being, you are a spirit being. We have a heart and mind, and this is a soul, and both this soul is in this body, so we have a body. So my leg, my arm, my body, but it is not us. Our body is not us. So our body being born one day is not of any consequence to me. My spirit, God says, Jesus said, I knew you before the foundation of the world. Can you imagine how wonderful Jesus Christ, the Creator, I knew you, he said, son, Christian Luther, I knew you before the foundation of the world. And whom I foreknew, I predestined, I sanctified, I justified, I glorified. He takes us through. He makes all things work for the good of those who love God. There are scriptures I'm quoting. Love God and do according to His purpose. He will do it according to His purpose. But we must love God. Love God is keeping His commandment, which is keeping His prescription, authoritative prescription. Brothers and sisters, today, familiar spirits. Now, familiar spirits, let's read in Leviticus 19:31. I'm reading from the Catholic edition. Do not turn to mediums or wizards. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 26. If any turn to mediums and wizards, prostituting themselves to them, I will set my face against them and will cut them off from the people. Leviticus 20:27. A man or a woman who is medium or a wizard shall be put to death. They shall be stoned to death, their blood is upon them. Deuteronomy 18:10-12. No one shall be found among you who makes a son or daughter pass through fireworks, or who practices divination, soothsaying, or augur or a sorcerer. Augur, A-U-G-U-R. Soothsayer or an augur or a sorcerer. Do not make your children that you say. Or one who casts spells, or who consults ghosts or spirits, or who seeks oracles from the dead. Whoever does these things is an abhorrent to the Lord. It is because of such abhorrent practices that the Lord your God is driving them out before you. Now this is from the Old Testament. In the New Testament, in the age of dispensation, Jesus Christ decided not to do all this, not to apply the Old Testament. It's a testament of death, is it? It's a testament of death. The New Testament covenant is a testament of life. So God has given a dispensation. Why? He wants everyone to be saved. He desires they all turn to Him and confess their sins and accept Him as the Lord and Master and Savior and be saved. And because of the desire, He made this new covenant by sending His Son to die on the cross to rise again. And then those who turn to His Son, that's Jesus Christ, His pure holy blood washes us of clean and gives us power not to do all this. So we must now take up the power, spiritual power. That is what it's about. Casting out evil spirits, commanding in the name of Jesus Christ, our heart and mind and our body and all, they will obey. I know this. Now, all this I'm reading, there are Christians who are still doing this. I will go to details. And I have done that. Before I came to the Lord, I have done that. So what am I condemning people? No. I'm cautioning you, warning you from the scriptures, because as I warned myself, I've done this and got into a lot of mess. Now let's look at this. Do not turn to mediums or wizards. What are mediums? Mediums, sometimes a new English will be channelers, they channel spirits. Wizards are sorcery. Sorcerers and wizards are magicians, you know, who put spells on people, who can do things, you know. Now, do not seek them out to be defiled. When I was not in Christ, some kind of Catholic, of course, some kind of Christian, some kind of everything. I went everywhere, you know, all kinds of religions I gone to, some kind. Now, I went to this Bomo. Bomo is a shaman, he's some kind of wizard, some kind of medium. And we think that is because of trouble, you know. The hospital can't heal the lungs all whole life going off, can't heal anything, trouble. So I went to this. Now those days even before when I was young, when I started working, there will be this soothsayer. Soothsayers are fortune tellers. The soothsayer, augur or sorcerer. Augur, you know, this augur will say, this is a good omen, this is a bad omen, this augurs well for you. This is Deuteronomy 10 and up to 12, augurs well for you. So now, soothsayers are fortune tellers. They will come, I will not listen. Why? In my heart, if the fortune teller is so good, let him tell his own fortune. He should settle it himself. He is in this mess, going from door to door trying to tell fortune to him. Now, brothers and sisters, pride. What I had? Pride, that's the first killer. If the fortune teller is not the first killer, the first killer is the pride. Now, full of pride I was. I thought I knew. Later on, when I'm in trouble, business all falling apart, this and that, a friend of mine took me to a fortune teller. And this chap is now looking at leaves and speaking from there, and he thinks the leaves have come 2,000, 5,000 years ago, whatever. All the story goes on. And they record what they are saying. And so we keep the tape and listen to it. All rubbish. Now the thing is this. The danger. Why God says, put them to death. Those wizards and mediums, channelers, put them to death. God is serious about this. In fact, He says in Leviticus 26, and He says, if anyone turns to mediums and wizards, prostituting themselves to them. That means I prostituted myself to them. I became adulterer, spiritual adulterer. I was physical adulterer, to my wife, I am in the physical, and I'm a spiritual adulterer to my Father God and Jesus Christ. I'm a spiritual adulterer. That's what God is calling. Because we live, God provide, died on the cross to provide for us. I leave that and go to these fellas. Why? Why? Now let's look at it. Why did I go to the Bomo, the shaman? Because if you come to Jesus Christ, I had the false belief that I must be right, I must be holy already before I come to Jesus Christ. I cannot go to Jesus Christ in all this sin. I'm a drunkard, I'm a violent man, I'm an adulterer, all this. How to go to Jesus Christ? So the devil is duping me, conning me, and my heart and mind also conning me, because they follow the fallen nature. And I don't want to go to Jesus Christ, because if I go to Jesus Christ, I should have first stopped my drinking, drunkenness, I must stop my adultery, I must stop my everything, I must put myself right and then go to Jesus Christ. That is wrong. You come to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ changes us. Jesus Christ will change us. He said, come unto me and I shall give you rest. When I went to Jesus Christ, of course when you entering into Him, He washes us clean. Because it takes all our sins at the cross and destroys it. And by the time you enter and He enters you, we are clean. We are clean, we are holy, we are righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. So by the time I enter Jesus Christ, by the time I say, I'm sorry Lord, I'm a sinner and this and that, and then please take me and forgive me and all, He forgives us, washes clean, and then we enter Him. We enter Him holy. Now, that is why He says, if you come in, and after that go back to your own way, it's like dogs to the vomit. If I go back to my own ways, if I go back to my own ways, it's like dogs to the vomit. Now, brothers and sisters, very serious issue. He washes us clean. But after that, you continue committing as you wish means, He says, what is this? The suffering on the cross, you are rejecting it, you are stepping on His blood, the Bible says. Now, brothers and sisters, you are trampling on the blood. Don't, let's not do this. Let us cry out to Jesus Christ and be there. Now, these mediums and visitors, there are cases, for instance, without knowing, people may be doing this. So-called Christians. Now, especially when somebody dies in the house, and especially the eldest son, especially in Chinese custom and many customs, they will have a gathering. Some Chinese will have a gathering where this channeler will come or the medium will come and begin to say what the father said and all that. And they'll call the spirit of the father, it seems. And the father's spirit will come and speak. So there was a case of a Chinese boy. He doesn't believe on what nonsense father died. He's very sad, he's upset. But then everybody say, come, come, sit around the table. So when he sits around the table, and then this medium woman is suddenly saying, and he's speaking like the sound of the father. And then he's a bit shocked. And then after that he decides, okay, this fellow may be mimicking. He says, okay, tell me, how, prove to me you're my father. And the father, the spirit is speaking and saying that I gave you a watch near some kind of primary, vegetation, jungle, or some kind of forest where a pond is, and I gave you a watch and I told you certain things, and only you, I never told anybody else, you knew. And the watch was given by me at that place. This is how I did it. The boy got a shock and he believed that's the father. But how does this happen? First of all, remember, God is very clear in the Bible, judgment, and we cannot come back. The spirit of the man and the soul all cannot come back and all, the woman or man cannot come back, finish, over, I'll deal with it another day. If you read in Luke 16, the rich man in the poor man's story, crying out, I'll go back and say, no one can go back, Moses telling. Now, I hope to deal as the Lord leads. Now here, the boy is confused and they follow. There are many Christians from these traditions and not follow this because they don't know what else to do. Because they begin to hear. That is why you must know the spirit world. The spirit world, how it works, then you'll know for sure how this works is this. That's a familiar spirit, the spirit that is familiar to you. Now, when each of us are born, there's a demon that comes and watches us how we can destroy our lives. And he knows all about me. From the day I was born, until now, the demons are surrounding me. For me, a lot of demons, because when I sin like crazy, and all the demons entered me, and Jesus Christ got all the demons out, and they are out, and they are of course out to destroy me, but Jesus Christ, my faith and hope is in Jesus Christ to protect me and send and take me home. And this demon, especially the demon that was with me from the time I was born, knows all about me. In fact, he will know all about me more than I can remember. I may not even know. Our infancy and all, we won't remember. So the fellow can talk this thing. So when the fellow started talking this, because when the father gave the watch to the boy and said certain things at the pond, the demon would have been there. The demon that is watching the father and the demon that is watching the boy would have been there. So this father, the demon, comes and acts like a, let's say it's a father, puts on the voice. And then this boy is shocked. And then when you tell people, no, don't do this, and they say, no, it's my father. It's my father. My father spoke and he told me certain things. And you have to feel sorry for them. Why? Their spiritual eyes are not open. They cannot see how the spirit world is working. Brothers, God is serious about this. He cannot allow us to go to mediums and wizards and augurs. Well, don't go into little things. Oh, this green tie is good. That I used to do all that nonsense. So, we have faith in Christ. Green tie is good. Tomorrow you can't get a green tie. What happens then? Now, you must remember, Father God protects us. Jesus loves us. His power to protect us is complete. There is nothing missing in His power. He done it all. It is finished, He said on the cross. So therefore, He doesn't want us to go anywhere here, go medium, go fortune teller and all this. He calls us prostituting ourselves. Don't go there. And say, this augurs well. Suddenly, you know, something comes in the sky. A cross comes in the sky. Oh, this augurs well. All this falls under this. Don't follow. Follow Jesus Christ. Know the spirit world. Look in the spirit. Look at the things unseen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I beg you, brothers and sisters, this look real, you know, and feel sorry for them. These people who are still doing these things and train their Christians, feel sorry. Pray for them. Bind the wickedness that attacking them. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. And love them. Amen. Love them. Amen.